As Monmouth makes the transition from the spring semester into their summer schedule, University President Patrick Leahy is joined by Vice President Mary Ann Nagy to discuss student matters around campus. This is Matt Harmon, time for Episode 9 of Monmouth Weekly. Thanks, as always, for joining us. In what would be one of the best weeks involving anyone that has ever been part of the Monmouth College or University community, it would be graduation week. As we record here on a Tuesday afternoon, this is our Monmouth Weekly podcast. Tomorrow and Thursday would be graduation back on campus in West Long Branch. Faculty member Matt Harmon with University President Patrick Leahy. Good to be with you. This is, believe it or not, episode number 9 of these podcasts, trying to keep you updated and involved with all things that Monmouth has going on. And really excited today to be joined by Vice President for Student Life and Leadership Engagement. She has been at Monmouth for a very long time. Her first graduation in May of 1986. And as I say, a very good afternoon to Vice President Mary Ann Nagy. This Vice President Nagy in 2020, does it sound crazy to say that this is going to be the way that your streak of 34 years comes to a close because we're not having a graduation that takes place?
Well, we're not going to have a graduation in May. So my May streak will close. But I'm looking forward to being able to get our students back to campus at some point when we're able to do so and continue that streak of commencement exercises going forward. So it's a little weird to be on a beautiful sunny May day and not be in the frenzy of cap and gown distribution and talking to you from my kitchen table. But, it's where we are and we're going to work to make the best of it.
You know, you said the word frenzy, and I think that is kind of an interesting way because from the outside perspective, I've talked to so many students and parents and other faculty members, staff, administration, and it looks like it's a breeze. When you think of it, this is the day that there is so much planning that goes on to making sure everyone knows when they get up, everybody knows where they're supposed to walk, you know, who's supposed to be doing what. And dare I say, to make sure that the people normally doing the name announcing make sure that they are on time, they know what they're doing, and they don't butcher too many names as they roll through it.
You know, you're absolutely right, Matt. It's kind of like planning a wedding. Everybody only sees the outside. They don't see the stuff behind the scenes. The commencement committee works literally almost year round to prepare for our commencement exercises because we all know that outside of the first time that a student and their family walks on campus, we know that commencement day is incredibly important for them. It's a huge milestone. It's a really, you know, wonderful day for their parents and their extended family. And we want it to run perfectly. And you know, I'm a perfectionist. And I think that I see all those little things that may not go right. Most people just see, it flows. And so they might think it's pretty rote at this point, but it's anything but. And it's one of those days where it's high energy, it's high anxiety. And at the end, when you see that last student walk across the stage, and you've certainly been there in your role as one of our readers, you know, there's a great sense of pride and satisfaction for every member of the commencement committee.
Dare I say, as I say good afternoon to University President Patrick Leahy, for myself, and I think I'll speak for anyone who has ever read names with me during this graduation, it's quite frightening because as many games as I've done and as many classes I've taught, this is everybody's moment. And man, that you'd want to talk about pressure. There's pressure on us that read the names, but it is so good to be part of it. And I know this year, more so than even the last couple, and I can reflect back to 1996, graduating from Monmouth University. At that time, it was no longer Monmouth College. That switch had been made the year prior. It was a scorching hot day on the Great Lawn. PNC Bank Art Center has been the site for the last several years. But this year, President Leahy, it was going to be a two-day event, not just a one-day event, but a two-day event. And more importantly, it was going to be back on campus, something that everyone, yourself included, was really looking forward to.
I was. when I arrived here at Monmouth back in August, Marianne met with me and shared with me the news that the PNC Bank Arts Center unfortunately would not be available for commencement this spring. And I think she came and presented it to me with a little trepidation, maybe, Marianne, as to how I might react. And I actually rejoiced, Matt, because we decided immediately that we were going to bring commencement back to campus, which is where I would have argued it should be anyway. I understand that it adds additional logistical complexity. I fully understand that, and it would have required the best of us to pull it off. But I firmly believe that if at all possible, the students ought to graduate right here on their campus. That is undergraduates and graduate students. I couldn't wait to give it a try and to see how it played out. I will say that as we planned it, I think Marianne would agree, we got great feedback from the students and their families that it would be back here on campus. So when we are able to do it, we'll have it here on campus, we'll test it out, but it's quite likely that as long as I'm the president here, commencement will be right here in West Long Branch on the campus.
Vice President Nagy, when you think back over your years at Monmouth and some of the other people that we've had on, whether it's been Michael Plodwick, the chairman of the Board of Trustees, who has been at Monmouth for an extremely long time and connections to the school that go back a long way, Marilyn McNeil, Vice President, Director of Athletics, Rekha Datta, the interim provost, all with long connections, yours notwithstanding, going back to 1986. Can you ever remember anything that would compare to what we are involved with right now with this coronavirus pandemic?
No, Matt, I think the only thing that comes close to that will be the experience that we had over those 8 or 10 days back in October and November of 2012 regarding Superstorm Sandy. But something to the extent that we're dealing with now and the length of time, you know, I've said this to many people, there's no playbook for this. We're all learning along the way. And, you know, we can take some lessons from previous crisis kinds of situations, but we're really forging a new path here when it comes to managing through a really challenging set of circumstances.
President Leahy, when you and I had on Provost Datta a couple weeks ago, I think we made the point, and you made the point more so than me, about how important it is to have the person who sits in that provost position, someone that you talk to every day, have, you know, a like-minded philosophy with, I would think just on the same side, but maybe a different conversation that takes place with Vice President Nagy in charge of student life, in charge of leadership engagement. You have to be able to, and actually, as we were getting ready to record, you said, good to talk to you again today, meaning that I'm sure these conversations that the two of you have are almost daily, if not even probably some days more so.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, Marianne and I have spent more time together virtually, but more time together in the last 10 weeks than probably any other two people on campus, wouldn't you say, Marianne?
Yeah, I would agree. Absolutely.
Marianne is the chair of the crisis management team here. And when I arrived, she was already named to that position, and I welcomed it. With her range of experience, with her total commitment to students, with her wisdom that she brings, her ability to collaborate with everybody else around campus, she's like the perfect person to lead our crisis management team. And this has been a crisis. We've talked about this in previous podcasts. It is a crisis, public health crisis, followed by an economic crisis. Our hope is we're doing everything we can, Matt, to ensure it doesn't become a lingering crisis for the university. And we're working hard at that. And Marianne has been an unbelievable partner in that effort over the last 10 or 12 weeks.
Vice President Nagy, when you think of that as the chair of the crisis management team. Your involvement is day to day, hour to hour, probably even minute to minute, making decisions, and in a way, probably being a person who's trying to, in essence, tie everybody together, get everybody under the same umbrella. How difficult maybe has your job been during the course of these last 8 to 10 weeks?
Well, you know, Matt, I mean, there's a great number of people who are also involved in the crisis management team, and there's a core group, and depending on the crisis, we also add others that may be able to bring to the table other information and other points of view. But, you know, we're really tasked with looking at what are the operational aspects that we have to think about? What are the logistical aspects to the crisis? You know, how can we lead? How do we manage? How do we marshal resources? How do we communicate? And I think the big element in all of this is how do we not just think about those pieces, but maybe put this bow around it of the human resources and the human capital and the human impact that we have to be thinking about as we're running through and making those decisions. And you know, it's very challenging. And you do need to be all in. We meet twice a week, but in between, people are constantly thinking about things. And I wouldn't say it's a 24/7, but it some days it feels that way. But I think, you know, we want to make sure that we're doing everything we can to do what's right, to take into account the human element of the crisis as well, and position the university to also not only get through the crisis, but thrive once we're through the storm.
You know, I think that's a theme that President Leahy, that's a theme that you and I have touched on so many times, whether it's just been you and I talking about certain things, or it's been when we've had some of our guests on over the course of the last month or so. Your position, and I can hear it in Vice President Nagy talking about it, your position has been Monmouth to be successful during this time period and moving forward has to be very proactive rather than reactive.
Yes. I mean, I've said many times, I don't think there's a college or university anywhere in the country that's been more student focused than we have. I mean, maybe there are some that have been as student focused, but can't imagine how you could be more student focused. And so many decisions that we've made throughout the course of the last 10 weeks, I hope are evidence of that. And that got us here to the end of the spring semester and had all those students continue to complete their coursework. And in the case of 900 or 1,000 students, complete their coursework and enable them now to graduate. So as Marianne suggested, Matt, you know, there's no playbook for this. So we always say, you know what, you have no choice but just fall back on your institutional values. And one of the institutional values that is pretty clear to me in my first 9 months is that this place really does care about people. It really cares about its students. And in the end, we'll make decisions with individuals in mind. And I think that has stood us in really, really good position over the course of this spring semester.
It's another episode of our Monmouth Weekly podcast. It is episode number 9. Faculty member Matt Harmon, joined as always by University President Patrick Leahy. Today, our guest is Vice President for Student Life and Leadership Engagement, Marianne Nagy. Vice President Nagy, I ask this of you because I know how involved you are and have been for such a long time on campus with the actual students. Your title says it, Vice President for Student Life. But how many times or how often during the course of this pandemic and situation have you had one-on-one group Zoom type meetings with the student body at Monmouth to try and talk some issues out?
So as recently as last week, I had a Zoom meeting with the leadership of the senior class to go over some things, to talk about a plan that we have to be able to now have their caps and gowns ordered and actually shipped to where they would like them to be shipped to. We talked about how do we get other things like honor cords and things like that out. So that's one example. You know, I also co-advised the Student Government Association, and I sat in on their last meeting that they had via Zoom with, you know, 40 some people. And that was a lot of fun. And I'm actually doing a lot more techie stuff now. I'm actually making some of my own videos and sharing them with our Student Government Association. And I'm doing one as a sort of a congratulations with our RAs. So, you know, you have to create those kinds of opportunities. It's weird not to be able to sit in my office and have, you know, face-to-face conversations with students. But, you know, this is our new normal, and we need to figure out how do we still be socially, I think as the president talks about, physically distanced with one another, but not be separated from a personal perspective. So it's been different, but it's also been fun to learn this stuff.
It is crazy to think just how much everyone has somewhat changed. I mean, our podcast that we're doing here week in and week out, this was a creation that was kind of, I thought, born out of necessity. And obviously President Leahy has taken to it. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to have guests on like yourself to try and kind of spread the word, keep everybody updated, get a little bit more in depth with things. Vice President Nagy, since the spring semester just concluded, over the course of, let's say, the last week, depending on when people might be listening to this, what issues would you foresee from students that had trouble finishing classes, passing classes? I know that between the provost and the faculty council, the idea of the pass-fail instead of taking a letter grade, but maybe other than that, or certainly you can comment on that, what other issues that are students having dealing with this over the course of the last 2 months?
Well, certainly I think the decision by the faculty and faculty council to move to a pass-fail option was really terrific and showed a lot of foresight. I think students have appreciated that. And, you know, I think that there are a number of students that are going to take advantage of that. Let's face it, the abrupt changeover after, you know, spring break was difficult for all the parties. And I think having the pass-fail as an option provided some sort of comfort for students. You know, there are some students that have been, frankly, directly affected by COVID-19. Over 50 students are on our radar as either having had COVID themselves, be caring for a parent or someone in their family unit who has had COVID, or has experienced, unfortunately, a loss in their immediate family. So for some of those students, not only is the pass-fail option important, but for them, you know, they may want to take an incomplete and work with our faculty to be able to complete those courses when they're, you know, physically able to do so, or really in a better position to be able to complete. I think that what we've all needed during this semester is flexibility and patience. And, you know, I have certainly seen that exhibited. You know, many of the faculty who had concerns about students that maybe they lost touch with in their classes for a couple of weeks would reach out and ask for help to track that student down. And we're generally concerned. And I think collaboratively we were able to do that and put our students and in the right place for this point in the semester.
President Leahy, a couple of things in there that I just heard Vice President Nagy say: flexibility and patience from a faculty side, from a university standpoint as well. The word that has kind of struck me is almost a sense of cooperation. Everyone trying to make sure that everybody else is taken care of. That's been a theme for you during the course of these podcasts. And I'll say it again, it does speak to kind of the essence and the spirit of Monmouth in a way, no person left behind during this.
Oh, no question. We, you know, early on, I said unprecedented times require unprecedented collaboration. And I think that that's been true over the last 10 weeks, the way in which different constituencies of the university have collaborated, all with that underlying belief that, as you point out, you know, we have to navigate this and make sure that nobody is left behind. And that is, of course, starting with our students. Marianne did not share with you that, you know, when we cleared out the campus 2 months or so ago now, Matt, I mean, there were, I think, starting initially 70 or 80 students who did not have another home to which to go. And we of immediately said, well, then you're welcome to stay here. I mean, you know, if we are the closest thing you have to home, you're welcome here. And we took care of those students. We continue to feed those students. We allowed them to shelter in place here on campus. And then, you know, over time, those numbers thinned out, either because international students got home or a situation at home changed and the students ended up going home. I think right now we're down to only just a couple students living here on campus before we start inviting students to come back for the summer, if and when that's allowable. But that's just emblematic of the commitment that individuals here at Monmouth have to each and every student. And, you know, we're trying to keep a close eye too on trying to do the best we can to take care of each and every faculty and staff member who are charged with serving those students. So it's just part of the Monmouth way.
Vice President Nagy, if you can share with us a little bit, as not only the chair of the crisis management team on campus, your connection with Monmouth Medical Center as part of a board of trustees member, and just how important Monmouth has been from a healthcare standpoint. I've seen, and President Leahy jokes with me that I'm one of his, you know, loyal followers on Twitter. I've seen him tweet out that Monmouth has been actively involved with trying to help out the local healthcare system. But share with us, if you can, how that process maybe takes place. Is it still ongoing? And just how Monmouth stays involved on that level.
Sure, Matt. Within the first few days, really, of the COVID-19 crisis, I received an email from the CEO of Monmouth Medical Center who was asking, did we have any goggles that we might be able to provide for the staff down at the medical center? Because he knew we had chemistry labs on campus. And so that sort of started the our quest off and our partnership and relationship off with them and with Hackensack Meridian to be able to gather the personal protective equipment that we have on campus. And surprisingly enough, you know, first we only thought about, well, we've got it in health services because we know masks and gloves and things like that are there. We knew we had some goggles over in chemistry, but I started to think, well, you know, maybe there's other places. And I can't tell you how wonderful people on campus were from our physician's assistant program, our nursing program, biology, the psychology labs, the bookstore, all these places that also had PPEs that stepped forward and said, we're not going to use them. Please make sure these get into the right hands. So we were able to get them to Monmouth Medical Center, to Hackensack Meridian Health, to the state of New Jersey, even to the local West Long Branch EMS squad. On top of that, in partnership with our dining service, because we were still operating for dining for a small group of students that we were caring for on campus, we purchased meal vouchers, and we made those meal vouchers available to Elberon, Oakhurst, and West Long Branch First Aid Squads. And just today, I spent some time with some people from Hackensack Meridian, showing them some of our apartments down at the Bluffs, where they are going to have medical doctor residents, new docs, that are going to be joining their workforce in the fight with COVID-19. To be able to have a place to stay for several weeks because they're coming to start their rotations earlier than what they normally would. So those are just a couple of examples of how Monmouth has been able to really fulfill part of our mission, you know, and a big part, which is public service to our communities.
President Leahy, you and I have been able to talk about this a couple of times. As the university president, when you hear things that Monmouth gets themselves involved with and trying to help out the surrounding community, the frontline workers, the student stories that have been shared via the Monmouth website or any of the social media platforms, how proud does that make you to know that you're the university president?
Very. When Mary Ann first came to me and with this request, you know, I hope she recalls the response being absolutely. Let's clear out the closets. Let's do what we can to make beds available if we have to. You know, the idea that Gourmet was still serving some of those students that I mentioned a minute ago on campus. So they had an operation. Well, why don't we just, you know, enhance that operation a little bit and create these meal vouchers so that we could be serving others who would typically be going around trying to get their hands on some food along the way. And with so many restaurants closed, we thought it was a nice way to serve the community and throw a little bit of extra business to Gourmet Dining, who's been a really good business partner through this whole pandemic, incidentally. It's what universities do. And, you know, I say this a lot because it's one of the things that really motivates me. And it was really inspired by a question that President Kennedy asked way back in 1963 when he was speaking on the campus of a private college in Massachusetts. And he started that address by asking, what good is a private college or university unless it's serving a great national purpose? And if you think about that for a minute, I mean, it is really challenging to ask, what good is a private university unless it's serving a great national purpose? And in a normal situation, there's all kinds of ways that I would tick off that private universities serve a great national purpose. But in the midst of a public health crisis like this, we have to turn our attention every conceivable way to supporting the healthcare response. I mean, what we have done amounts to so little compared to what the brave people that are working in healthcare have done. But I guess we just want them to know that Monmouth University supports them. In fact, I don't know if we've mentioned this at a previous podcast, but one day Marianne and I were just talking and I said, you know what? I just want to get a banner and hang it up right on Cedar Avenue that just proclaims publicly that Monmouth University salutes our healthcare workers and first responders. I just felt like I wanted a public proclamation of that support. And I heard just a few days ago that whenever people drive by it, they honk their horns or they roll down the windows and scream. I just think that that's the least we can do to demonstrate our support for the people who are still fighting this fight on the front lines.
I'm going to ask this first of Vice President Nagy and then President Leahy, if you want to just jump in right after that. I think this is something that both of you probably spend a considerable amount of time with, knowing now that the spring semester has come to a close, the decision to have summer classes be remote. I would think much of the focus would be on hoping that the fall semester can be whatever normal is at that particular time. And that leads me into this question, Vice President Nagy, from a standpoint of planning, how frustrating is it, or is it just part of the job knowing that you can put all of these plans laid out and somewhat in place, but because this situation is so fluid, things can kind of change at less than a moment's notice?
You're exactly right, Matt. I mean, I think we're all trying to think about and put together 3, 4, 5 different strategies or scenarios that might be in play for the, you know, going forward. But so much is going to be dictated by what is the direction from public health and what is the direction from our governmental units. It's still a really important exercise for us to go through. And you know, I think it gets back to what we talked about before, the need to be flexible, the need to be able to shift And that's something that I think student affairs people do very well, because we may think we have plans, but, you know, a lot of stuff happens that goes bump in the night, and you've got to be able to shift quickly. So it's been frustrating, but I think at the same time, it's also been a little exhilarating, and it really gives you a little more juice to be thinking about how can you be creative? How can you take the lessons that we've learned over the last 8 to 10 weeks and maybe be able to institutionalize some of those changes that have worked reasonably well.
President Leahy, did you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just want to add that, you know, like everybody, Matt, I desperately want to be able to welcome all of our constituents, our students, our faculty, our staff back to campus in the fall. I mean, we want to get as close to pre-pandemic operation as possible. I mean, this is why all of us are so energized by working in this field and on a college campus, because we love the energy that a college campus typically offers. So we're working as diligently as we can to prepare for that. But we just don't have clarity right now on what we're going to be allowed to do in the fall. So as Marianne mentioned, we're working on a number of different scenarios so that when we get that clarity from the state, we will have considered each one of those scenarios when we have to choose one to go with. We think that's the prudent way to plan. But we're not going to know probably for another couple months yet how exactly we're going to be able to open in the fall. But we desperately want to get back to normal as quickly as possible. We just will not do anything that will put any of our constituents at any unnecessary risk.
I will readily admit, President Leahy, I'm not sure that this was ever made public, and if it was, I didn't see it. But let's circle back to where we started talking about graduation. I'll leave you with this last one. Who was going to be Mama's honorary degree award winners this year?
Yeah, this year we had two. One of whom was Jack Ford, whom I think the Monmouth community knows well as a Emmy award winning journalist. He lives locally. He's been plugged in here at Monmouth. I think he's taught for us before. Certainly, often conducts or leads some of the events that we have. He's a real professional and a top shelf journalist. He was going to be one of our honorary degree recipients, and then the other was going to be an alumna, Linda Deutsch, who was herself a trailblazing journalist for the Associated Press. In fact, she was in Southern California in the LA Bureau, I guess it is, at the early part of her career. And at the time, she was the only woman on the AP floor. So talk about a trailblazer. She spent much of her career fighting for the rights of female journalists. And we just thought the tandem, and they do know each other, incidentally. They both covered the O.J. Simpson trial back in the 90s together, so they know each other. And we just thought that would have been a great tandem set of honorary degree recipients, especially at a time where we need to be celebrating the importance of good journalism and a free press. So they will remain our commencement speakers and honorary degree recipients just as soon as we get the green light to host that traditional ceremony.
Well, I will say this as someone who is a proud member, graduate, and now faculty member of our Department of Communication. I think very well said, and we've proven just how important over the course of this pandemic that the media still is good, bad, and different, whatever your view might be. That is how the message still gets out. Vice President Nagy, thank you so much for giving us your time. You know, as I got prepared for this podcast today, I did learn something new about you. Oddly enough, Springfield College, you are a graduate there, Bachelor of Science. I have not just a father who graduated there in the 60s, but my, My brother went there as well, graduated in the 90s. So we have a little connection there that we can talk about in the future.
That's great. You know, I had such a, it's funny, Matt, I had such a wonderful undergrad experience that to, you know, it is actually a real honor and a privilege to be able to continue to work on a campus, because it's, I want my students to have that same kind of experience that I had and that Springfield has provided for years. So it's great to hear that there's more Springfield people around.
And not just one, but two master's degrees from Monmouth, one from Monmouth College in 91 and one from Monmouth University in 2001. I love it. You've been such a huge part of the university for such a long time. I know the May Street comes to a close this year, but whenever that graduation is, I think President Leahy and I will be okay. We'll say that it continues, though maybe it just won't be the month of May anymore. But I know this week and these days of graduation really your baby for such a long time on campus and kind of the crown jewel of the year for so many. Your work has always been appreciated. It's been a pleasure for me to be involved with it on that small level of being a reader. We thank you for your time here today. Nothing but safety, health, and wellness, and look forward to seeing you back on campus real soon.
Sounds great. You too, Matt. Thank you.
President Leahy, as always, thank you for your time as well. We'll do this again next week. Our Monmouth podcast will continue. We'll see what we can stir the pot with and come up with. Our guests just keep getting better and better each week.
Better and better. And my thanks to you, Matt, again, for your continued and enduring interest in this Monmouth Weekly series. And my thanks to you, Marianne, for your stellar leadership here at Monmouth.
Thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.
For all of us here at the Monmouth Weekly Podcast this week, Vice President Marianne Nagy, University President Patrick Leahy, I'm faculty member Matt Harmon. As always, we sign off by saying if you've got any questions involving Monmouth, we invite you to check out all the social media platforms and go to monmouth.edu. Thanks as always for listening to us. Monmouth Weekly, episode number 9, comes to a close. We'll talk to you again next week.